The sudden shift to distance learning in the spring was especially difficult for Tulsa's low-income families. A team of researchers already following kids from age 3 through 4th grade decided to survey parents and teachers about how they fared. Almost 60% of parents reported lost household income, and 46% said they lost a job or had hours cut. OU Tulsa Early Childhood Education Institute Director Dr. Diane Horm says the reported rates of food insecurity struck her. Half of all families reported not always having enough to eat, but it ranged from 25% of Asian families to 61% of Latinx families. And parents of food insecure families were twice as likely to report feeling depressed.
That's why it was really great that schools responded by having food available for pickup at so many locations around the city.
Most parents also reported problems with distance learning, with rates highest when students had special needs. Teachers also reported problems, with only 29% saying nearly all their students participated. Horm says the sudden closure of schools showed how important they are.
Indeed, for all families, that school is a safe, productive place for children to go during the day when parents have to work, and that's often a role of schools that is overlooked.
More than half of teachers surveyed said motivating their students during distance learning was very challenging. Horm says researchers hope to follow up by assessing students sometime this school year.
Looking at those child outcomes compared to how they performed in the past will give us insight into the impact of the pandemic and the associated shift to online learning and distance learning from home.
Teachers were also strained at home, with 20% reporting food insecurity and nearly half having their own kids around while trying to teach. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.